Hey guys, it's Natasha here from LionessMagazine.com, and we have the pleasure of being joined today by Allie Craig. Allie is a 3-times best-selling author, producer, strategist, and brander, and the woman behind the popular series Fix My Brand. Allie, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Excited to talk to you. I know we have featured you at LionessMagazine.com in the past, especially when Fix My Brand first launched last fall, and so I definitely want to catch up on that. You seem to have such a unique story, and just doing some research on you, I read that you had launched your first company, you know, at the age of 18. What was the first company that you launched? How did you get into starting businesses?
My first company was right out of college. I was actually right in college, and you know, I think it goes back to being 18, at that point being absolutely fearless, because I was working for a company at the time, and they basically were doing personal branding, nonverbal communication, speaking presentations, all that kind of fun stuff. And so I started doing personal style, so personal branding, and then they moved me up in that company to doing nonverbal communication training. And a lot of the clients at that time were women, C-level exec women in Wall Street, who were trying to kind of break that glass ceiling. And, you know, my boss at the time was a gentleman, and I was just like, I can do this better than you.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that was 1998, where phone books and AOL dial-up was the thing still. And so I just went out on my own. And, you know, these women later on, most of them decided to leave Wall Street. And so they came to me like, hey, I'm starting this company. I'm starting this consulting firm or whatever. And they're like, can you help me? And, of course, at 18, you're like, sure, I can totally help you.
Right.
So part fearlessness, part just saying yes and, you know, all these years later, 20 years this year later.
Oh, congratulations.
I feel old. It makes me feel old. But that this is where we land, basically.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So you started your first company. It starts rocking and rolling. But then you almost lost your life at the age of 21. What happened, but also how did that impact your life? Do you feel if it had any impact? I'm sure it did. And set you on the course that you're currently on?
Well, when I was 21, I was married. I married young, and my ex and I, well, now ex and I, then hubby and I, we moved back from Connecticut to the East Coast from the East Coast to Louisiana, where I'm from originally, because 9/11 had happened, and the prices in Connecticut were so skyrocketing, we couldn't afford to live there and really kind of begin to grow our careers the way we were thinking of. So we moved and ended up getting to a house with toxic mold. And
oh, wow.
You know, no one knew at the time what toxic mold really was. And I'm just like, I'm a normal 21-year-old, and I went from a size 0 to a size 14 maternity in 1 month. And
oh, my goodness.
No one. Yeah, I was like, this is not normal, people.
Right.
And no one knew what was going on. And so my ex was a doctor, and so we used all his medical connections we had, and they diagnosed me with so many things. It's absolutely insane. And they basically told him, just leave her in the hospital. There's no way that she is going to make it. She will die within the next 6 months. There's just no way she can live. And it was so... just after all these other battery tests, we're like, well, let's just test for mold and see if this is it, because it was crazy, crazy symptoms. And
oh my goodness.
And the head of the lab, who had worked there for about 30 years, called my ex personally and said, you need to get out of the house. This is the worst numbers I've ever seen. And my ex was like, we've been out for 6 months, and the numbers were still that high in my blood. And so that's really what it is that it's called toxic mold encephalopathy, which basically is an infection on the brain due to toxic mold. So yay to me on that one. But what it did for me is, it number one, it made me find my faith again. It made me, you know, because I think everyone in life kind of ebbs and flows maybe in their faith pattern of what it is. And so it definitely made me rediscover that for myself, and also really convinced me that if out of all of that and all these very true experts in their field saying what they did, and I'm still here, there's a reason why I'm still here. And so,
right.
You know, for me, branding is a deeply personal experience for the brand, as well as the brands I walk through the process with. And so I kind of feel like they're brand mamas. and helped them kind of birth. A lot of my clients say they're midwives, really. And I'm like, okay, we can be your midwife, I guess. And you really helped me birth that creativity, that long dream, that kind of soul fire they have inside of them out into the world. And that's just such a huge honor to me. So for me, I am just so even more committed to finding brands that have that passion, that heart, that fire to change the world and help them get that message out. Because sometimes people with the best messages, maybe they don't have the best finances or they don't have the best personal mindset to do it, you know, because they feel like they're more introverted than extroverted, or they feel like, you know, well, you know, someone kind of says something similar, or they've been beaten down their past. And I'm like, no, let's keep going because you got this and we can make this happen. And so, yeah, that whole experience has definitely made me very passionate about helping brands have the impact they're meant to have and helping people get their messages out to change the world. Because if we're not here to do that, then I'm not exactly sure what we're really here to do if we're not each individually supposed to be changing even just our world for the better.
Absolutely. It's so funny. Yesterday, my business partner and I, my co-founder, Don, we were just talking about, you know, like, okay, we're put on this earth. What are we going to do with this time? And, you know, how do you make the most out of all of your time? You know, sometimes we get caught up in putting things off, you know, well, you know, when this aligns the right way, or, you know, next time when I'm in this spot, I can do this. But it is all about an action, you know, because you just don't know. And so I just thought that was so brave of you to be able to share your story as a way just to inspire and motivate other women, you know, to go after it, which was, it's just great. I got to also just talk about, because one of my favorite episodes of Fix My Brand was episode 11 when you had Jenny P on there. And first of all, just
love
Jenny
P.
Very cool concept. I just love the way that you guys execute it. And I feel like it's really good snackable content. I'm like, you take, you know, 15 minutes, you can watch an episode. You learn so much just by watching you work with these other women. And I remember in that particular episode, you know, you had said something about, you know, hey, Jenny Mee is a professional photographer. Yeah, she takes photos. Yeah, they're okay. But, you know, you're making this impression when people come to your website, it needs to be good. And it's one of those things where it's like, sometimes we work with a lot of female entrepreneurs who they're wearing so many hats and it's hard to delegate and pass the reins on to somebody else. What are some common mistakes that you see that people making in terms of branding?
Okay, well, first off, the truth, we are being lied to so much as entrepreneurs when you listen to the mainstream information of we're supposed to somehow do it all ourselves. Like we hear, no, you're supposed to have a team. But then when you really actually see it, you see everyone's doing it all themselves. And it's like, so wait, I'm getting a mixed message here. You're verbally telling me we need a team, but what you're showing me is I get praised if I do it all. So like, that is already a confusing story as it is. And especially as creative entrepreneurs, like, okay, well then shouldn't I just be able to build my website or do my photography or write my copy and, you know, sing a song and do a dance at the same time? It's like, no, you're not supposed to be able to do all that. And so I think almost that is to the detriment of really entrepreneurs getting their message out there. When it comes to their brands, guys, are not your logo. Your brand is not your logo, your colors are not your brand, your website is not your brand, your business card is not your brand. Those are all just pieces to the puzzle that creates your brand. Your brand is the experience you create for your customers and your clients. And here's the thing, don't try to sell information. Don't say that my brand is based off the information I give. Guess what? Google will have you beat hands down every time. Google cannot beat you on experience. The experience you create, number one, humans are hardwired for it. So use it to your brand's advantage. Number two, if you look at the marketing out there, even large corporations like Groupon and Amex, American Express Card, are all talking about experiences, the experience, the experience, the experience, because that is what we are lacking in today's society. So stop trying to sell information. Stop trying to be obsessed with I have people ask me, can you just pick my brand colors? No, I can't. It's a way bigger conversation than that. You know, those are all just elements. focus on your brand experience first and what that means for you and for them, because it has to be a mutually beneficial relationship outside of just a money exchange. Like, you have to actually love what you do and how you work with your clients, if that's online or offline or whatever that is, and so does your audience have to love it too. It has to be a win-win or it won't work in the end.
So true. I got to ask you about the neurohuman branding method, right? Because I was reading a little bit about it on your website. It includes science and psychology and design. How did you come upon this method? And what exactly is it to our listeners?
So neurohuman branding actually takes in the science, the psychology, and the social stories that every single human being is affected with. And the truth is that you can't brand to statistics anymore if you want a smart brand. And I know that like goes against industry standards. I totally understand that. But when I started doing branding, so when I started back in 1998, the average evolution of a brand was about every 6 to 8 years. So every 6 to 8 years, you needed to kind of update your logo a little bit, maybe tweak your colors, tweak your copy about how you explained what you did. Mm-hmm. We're at 6 to 8 months at this point, and it's only accelerating faster. So if you're building a brand off of statistics, off of, you know, kind of data-based information, that is changing so rapidly, you can never launch your brand in time to make it worth your, you know, value, basically, because by the time you're launched, the information is so old, it's not relevant anymore. And so you just make this beautiful new brand that you built, and your audience, you're like, why aren't they getting it? Because they moved on.
Oh, wow.
So what neurohuman branding does is it looks at the core elements that don't change. It looks at the biology. How are we fundamentally hardwired as human beings? What are those instinctual biological aspects that we naturally want and maybe cannot articulate? Because that's the thing. Your audience can never articulate to you properly really what they want. They articulate what they think they want, but not really what they want. So we look at the biology side of it. Then we look at the psychology of it. So that's the subconscious mind. That's all that internal programming. That's how we live over 97% of the time is in our subconscious mind. And so you're not really selling to them logically. You're selling to their subconscious mind. And then it looks at the social stories, because we all have social stories. We are hardwired for stories, and so our brain actually absorbs them more than any other kind of information you'll ever receive. If you receive it through a story, your brain will remember it better. And so we have social stories based off of TV, based off of media, off of movies, off of you know, what your grandpa told you, off of our fairy tales that we were read to as little kids. Like, all of this influences how your audience sees themselves, their perception of your industry, and the perception of the type of person they're supposed to be. So when you look at neurohuman branding, why I base all my brands off of that is that stuff doesn't change. Our brains haven't evolved in 20,000 years, so I'm pretty sure we're safe for the next 10 years or so that we can base our brand off of this, and we won't have to worry about massive changing.
Right.
Same thing with the social stories. The social stories between the ages of 16 and 21 is when society is most influential to a person. So that means like the movies and the TV and whatnot. So that's already happened for most of our audiences. So we know that. We can go and kind of look at that and either use that playfully to our brand's advantage or just to have a better understanding of who our audience really is. How do they show up in the world? And do they really want to show up in the world that way? And then, you know, when you look at the subconscious mind part of it, the truth is that, you know, yes, even if your audience was highly into self-improvement, they're still going to have hang-ups that we all have, because some of them are just fundamentally built into the human needs of who we are. And that's the thing. Mm. We all innately have human needs. So when you understand that key to who your audience is and really what they're looking for in life, then it's easy to have your brand speak to those aspects. It's like leading with the right foot at the right time kind of thing, you know, or wearing the right outfit to the right engagement. You don't wear what you work out in to a high-end networking event, and you're not going to wear a cocktail dress to your gym. So it's all right. About understanding how to show up at the right time, because your brand already does it. What you're offering already does it. So it's not a logistical part on your end. It's just about understanding where your audience is in the right moment to begin to have that right conversation.
Now, are these some of the tools that you're teaching in your Brand Mastery course?
Yes. Brand Mastery actually is something that I've been asked for many, many years, and I withheld like no tomorrow, because I was like, there's no way that you can make it as personalized as it really is. And what season one of Fix My Brand taught me is that, nope, there's some commonalities there that were really, really clear. So basically, yeah. Brand Mastery is my entire branding process I do with my one-on-one clients. And what I love about Brand Mastery is that it isn't just an online course, because, like, seriously, no one needs that. What I love about it is the Slack group attached to it. So I love Slack, the app Slack, because it allows for instant communication, so much more than Facebook. And so what we do is we actually have a Slack group attached to it. So when you get the Brand Mastery course, you can either binge watch all the information and start taking action, or you can go through a process. It's completely up to you. But myself and my team are there in the Slack group waiting to have your questions be asked, you know, don't understand something, not sure which platform, not sure what you should really be thinking of, or if this, you know, is this the right photographer for you? You're like looking for the right photographer. You're looking for, you know, you want to build an XYZ style website, and you're thinking about, it should be Squarespace, or should it be Wix, or should it be WordPress, and which platform is really best for your long-term growth, and all those kind of details that you don't necessarily know unless you've been around all those kind of details before. So we're there to help answer your questions and give you real-time feedback of, does this really work for what you're wanting to build?
Oh, so this is fantastic. How long does it take them to complete? Because it's a self-guided course, correct?
Yes, it's a self-guided course. Everyone's different. Some people, I've literally seen them binge watch them, all the videos, in like a long weekend. And I'm like, oh, did you really absorb the information? No, you didn't. No, you didn't. But it's a to-do list item. But I'm there to challenge you. So when people tell me that in Slack, they're like, oh, I binge watched them all this weekend. And I'm like, but you didn't do the information. So you got a little check mark on your to-do list that checked you did it, but you didn't actually achieve the goal that you wanted to, which was, in the end, actually take the time to really research and improve your brand. So let's back up and start. So you know, the course is self-guided, but the Slack group, everyone gets for a year as part of the Brand Mastery product. So that way you have as much time. If you want to wait, if something in life happens, we completely understand that. You know, it's like you buy the product and then all heck breaks loose in your personal life and you're like, I can't get to it. Don't worry about it. We're still here for you when you do get to it.
Right. That is genius. And so I love the idea that they could, you know, take the course, they could pop in the Slack group. There's, you know, handouts and materials to help them, guide them along as they, you know, integrate the information into their, you know, branding revamp that they're working on with you. Where can they go to find out more about the Brand Mastery course?
You can find everything at alliecraig.com. Normally, if you scroll down to the footer of the page, you'll see Brand Mastery. You'll see Fix My Brand if you want to see Season 1 or want to know some of the details of what's happening in Season 2. All that is right there.
When is Season 2 coming out? Because I don't think I said this earlier, but to the listeners who are checking in, Fix My Brand debuted on Success Network last fall. It was available on Apple TV and Roku. Is that still correct? Is that information still?
That is still all correct. And Season 2 will be out in the fall. We're going to be launching in September. And Season 2 is slightly different because We did so much more at the brands. We're actually finishing wrapping taping officially this week, and so we're still in the process of creating it, but it's actually going to be a longer season, and we're fingers crossed. We can't guarantee it, but we're really hoping to be on Hulu and Netflix. So we're actually, once we're actually finished taping and everything, we can present it to those networks and see if by chance we can get on for season two.
Oh, awesome. You guys, you totally have to go check out the show. As you said that, it made me smile from ear to ear because I could totally picture myself sitting back and binge-watching that on Netflix. So if you haven't checked out Fix My Brand, totally go to AllieCraig.com so you can find out about last season, binge-watch all of the episodes, and then absolutely go and check out Allie's brand mastery. Now, before we let you sneak away from LionessMagazine.com, we totally want to put you in the hot seat for some fun, on-the-spot, 6 rapid-fire questions.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. They're easy, nothing too bad, but they're just a lot of fun and fun ways for our readers to engage and get to know you. So, okay, question number 1. Who is your entrepreneur crush?
Richard Branson.
Oh, that's a good one. 2, your guilty pleasure to watch on TV.
I have to say Fixer Upper. I catch myself watching it. I'm like, I don't know why I'm watching this, but I really like it.
There's something about those shows. Like, I don't like to cook, but I am hooked right now on binge watching Guy's Grocery Games. There's something about cooking under pressure with the clock winding down that I'm like, yeah. Name 1 book that blew your socks off.
Oh. I have to say, and this will be fitting, Lioness Arising by Lisa Bevere.
Oh. So, I have to look that one up.
Yeah, it's a couple of years old. I want to say it's about 5 years old at this point, but still to this day, I'm like in awe of that book.
Ooh. 1 startup on the rise that you love.
That one's hard. Okay, I don't even know the name of it, but I just donated money to their GoFundMe campaign, but their kind of like Indiegogo campaign, and it's this new organizer that's based off around the type of brain that you have, and so I'm really interested to see if it does what it says it's supposed to do, because they supposedly did all this neuroscience work and take this quiz, and it's based off of your brain pattern, and then they send you a day planner designed to maximize your brain efficiency.
Oh, that is cool. doing some kick butt stuff. I love the stuff where like science meets tech. I'm so intrigued all the time and just in awe of these people.
I hope it's true. I hope it really does what it says it's going to do.
But that's dope. Hey, they convinced you and they put a fire in you for you to donate to their campaign. So that's what I love about crowdfunding.
Like science, organization, and techie. Yes, yes, and yes.
Yes. What is 1 tip for rocking a first impression?
You have to own it from the inside out. You cannot fake it. You can't fake good nonverbal communication. And honestly, nonverbal communication is everything. Even if you're thinking, I'm just getting on a phone call, no one's going to see me, guess what? Your tone of voice gets affected by it. So own really what you're about and your expert status, and don't compromise that expert status. Because if you compromise it, everyone else will too.
Ah, pretty cool. And the last hot seat question. We know that you split your time between Phoenix and New York City. What is the best place to get a cocktail in Phoenix?
Well, I have to say I love True Foods Biltmore location only because I love the bartender, Nate, there. He makes a mean and amazing cocktail, and they're healthy cocktails because they're all filled with, like, antioxidants, so you feel like a guilty pleasure in all the good ways.
Oh, that sounds good, girls. Cocktails with antioxidants. Can't beat that. Allie, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a blast chatting with you and having you on.
Oh, thank you so much. I love what you are all up to, and so I so appreciate your time.
Oh, thanks. And as always, ladies, until next time, unleash the lioness within and rock the day.